SBS Filipino.
With me is Terry Smith, CEO of Panda, and we are going to discuss one of the most supposedly joyous occasions in anyone's life, isn't it, Terry? Good day.
Good, yeah, nice to talk to you. It is a joyous time for most mums and new dads, isn't it?
Once you get that positive result in your pregnancy test, everyone celebrates with you. And once the reality sinks in, sometimes for some parents, not just mums, but some first-time dads as well, they feel this anxiety. And not a lot of people openly discuss it. But you have encountered some in Panda?
Oh, we have, absolutely. So Panda, through our national helpline, our National Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Helpline, we talk every day with expecting or new mums who are experiencing either anxiety or depression in a way that's a clinical illness. It's not just about some anxious feelings here and there or just having a difficult, awkward day where you're feeling a bit overwhelmed. It's really where symptoms go on for at least a couple of weeks and get in the way of you getting on with day-to-day life, or if you already have your baby, of being the mum that you want to be.
And if I'm not mistaken, there are screenings once you've given birth to test how your emotional and mental state is. But I'm not familiar with while you're into your pregnancy, if there's a screening.
Oh, that's a fairly controversial question you stepped into there, and you didn't even know that. What we have in Australia, we're really lucky in Australia to have a system where every expecting mum should be screened during her pregnancy, and again, at least once after the birth of her baby. But in fact, what we know from Panda's National Helpline is that around 87% of all our callers have not had a conversation with their midwife or with their maternal health nurse about possible feelings of depression or anxiety. So we're a bit confused about what's happening with what is meant to be universal screening. So it's possible that sometimes mums are just not prepared to be honest about those feelings, but we think it's also, in fact, we're pretty sure that also there's times where the screening just isn't undertaken, and that might be that those health professionals are really busy, or it might be that they think this mum looks fine and so they perhaps don't do all the screening. They might ask some of the earlier questions in the screen but not finish it. But what we also know from talking to mums every day on our helpline is that mums feel a lot of shame about feeling badly. You talked about it, everyone's saying this is going to be a really exciting time for you, but it can be a terrifying time as well, or it could be a time that you experience extreme depression for the first time in your life and you really don't understand what's going on with those feelings. But it feels like you're not being a good mum, and for that reason, often women aren't feeling comfortable to talk about it. So it's so important that we're having this conversation today. And I think, let's go back to that figure earlier. We know one in five expecting or new mums is going to be experiencing this illness. So it's actually a very common illness, and one we're still not talking about very much.
And I do know from experience that after you've given birth, there is that certain period that you feel a bit down, tired. But there is that time wherein it's meant to pass, isn't it?
Yeah, so we call that baby blues. And baby blues, apparently around 80% of women will have the baby blues. And unfortunately, sometimes it coincides with just when you leave hospital, so you do feel like you're pretty much by yourself. But it tends to be one day. So it's a bad day. We don't want to take away from that. It's a tough day, but it's most likely a hormonal response. And it, as I say, it's very common, but it's one day and then that lifts. So, of course, it's a bit tricky to work out what's normal when you've got a new baby and life's, you know, already been turned on its head. But if symptoms do go on for a couple of weeks or more, then it really is time to seek help. And what we know is that it's unlikely the illness will just go away by itself. For a small percentage of women, it will, but mostly it won't go away by itself. And really, the longer you delay getting some help, it is just likely to escalate.
And I guess it's not just endangering yourself, but the baby that you're caring for as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really important to know that you know, looking after yourself really is about looking after your baby as well. If we think about anxiety during the pregnancy, anxiety produces cortisol in your body, and cortisol as a chemical in your body is actually really not good for your growing baby. So it's particularly important to be thinking about it right from the start of pregnancy. And anyone who goes through those antenatal appointments will know about gestational diabetes. This is a little hobby horse of mine, that every single mum is screened for diabetes, gestational diabetes. So they'll actually have a test and they will know about gestational diabetes. But in fact, perinatal anxiety and depression is more common than gestational diabetes, but nearly no expecting mum knows that it's something they should be looking out for. So great to have a chance to have this conversation today to make sure that, and I think across the community we all have a role. You know, friends and family can help encourage women to understand that it's really important to take care of their mental health as well as their physical health.
How can you tell if this is just your everyday normal anxiety we're in, especially for first-time moms, like, I don't know what to expect, when it is the time for you to seek help?
I think if you feel like you can't cope, then it's time to seek help. Now, having said that, that help might initially be, you know, talking to your partner, talking to a friend or family member. But if you remember that principle from before, if the symptoms go on for 2 weeks, and if you can find a moment in the chaos to really look at yourself and see how you feel, if you're having trouble because of those symptoms being the kind of mum you want to be, getting help is a great idea. If you don't know whether it's something to really worry about, I'd really encourage you to have a look at Panda's website, so panda.org.au. As well as there being lots of really good information there, there are a whole lot of stories from other women who have had the illness. Sometimes that can really help you think, oh, hang on, that really is me. And but the really important part about that is it's a really good message of hope, because all those women are fine. They've got well. And, you know, we it's been a pretty tough story we've been talking about today, but it's important to know that this is a very recoverable illness. Most women who have the experience of depression or anxiety during this period will get better, actually mostly really quickly. And once they're better, that gives them the chance to be the best mum they can be.
Being a mom of two boys, I know that the most important thing is support from your family, from your friends. And maybe sometimes the most important question that you would like to hear is, how are you coping? Which is rarely asked, isn't it?
It's such an important thing. And there's something about how we ask that question too. You know, we can't arrive, breeze past, look for the baby and say, you okay? That's not going to work. It is really important. I think we shouldn't underplay how much support a family member or friend can offer by opening up this conversation. A lot of mums tell us on our helpline that as soon as they start speaking to someone on our helpline, they actually feel better, that there's an enormous relief that they've actually broken that silence and spoken the words that they thought were going to be really difficult. And if you can ask a new mum or an expecting mum if they're okay, and if you can express some concern, and if you can let them know that you don't judge it, then I think one of the good ways to broach that is that, look, I am concerned about you, and I know it's really common, and I know that as many as 1 in 5 women have that experience. I just want to check in and find out if you're okay. What you're doing is you're opening up a conversation and you're giving someone a license to know that it's okay for them to be unwell, and it certainly doesn't make them a bad mum.
And it's okay to feel sad sometimes, and it's okay to ask for help.
It is.
Pregnancy and being a mom or a first-time parent might be the most wonderful thing that can happen to your life. It can also be the most difficult. There's no harm or there's no shame in asking for help.
Oh, there isn't any shame. And in fact, I'd say that you're being a really strong mum if you can put up your hand and ask for some help when you need it.
Thank you very much, Terry Smith from Panda.
Thank you for that.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.